Good morning. It is Sunday, September 8th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, the art of bedmaking. There's a trick to perfect corners. And a Decatur chicken farm makes strides towards shelf space in national stores.
But first, a look back at other stories that developed over the past week. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has his Week in Review.
We've had a few stories over the course of the past week about different area organizations who have an eye turned toward the future. One local school district started the new school year with some forward-thinking news. Phase 1 of the $96 million Fayetteville High School renovation and expansion project recently received LEED Silver accreditation. Alan Wilburn, the public communications director for the Fayetteville School District, says that the application for LEED certification involves several factors throughout both the design and construction processes.
The design takes tremendous advantage of the available natural light and some great southern views, so which that reduces the number of light fixtures that were needed, and so obviously that reduces the energy cost there. In the construction, 78% of the total waste from phase one was diverted away from landfills. So that you could recover the recyclable materials and all those type situations, so that greatly lessened the impact on local landfills.
Another factor that came into play in the building's leadership in energy and environmental design application was the fact that because the building was placed on an existing site, there was no additional cost to run sewer, water, electrical, or other utility services to the building. In addition to acknowledging the sustainable aspects of the project, Wilburn says that the LEED certification shows that the school district is being good stewards of taxpayer money by making an investment in a facility that he says should last the district another 60 years.
The first Fayetteville High School that was constructed on this site was built in 1952, and it obviously had some modifications and some changes, but it served us well for generations of students attended that school. That's the thought with this particular building, that we know its structure sound, it's well built, and is taking advantage of all the new latest technology, and to make it also the safest possible environment in terms of the energy, in terms of all of the paints and finishes that were used are very low in terms of the smells and all those kind of things. So it's a very amenable place to be.
Wilburn says that district officials have found through the years that students, much like Ernest Hemingway, react to their environment, and that a clean, well-lighted place provides a positive atmosphere that's conducive to learning. The LEED certification cost about 1% of the overall construction budget for the entire project, or about $960,000. Wilburn says that the entire Fayetteville High School project is the third LEED certified project in the district, behind the new Happy Hollow and Butterfield Trail Elementary Schools. The city of Rogers is also looking into the long-range future, with its recent steps taken toward the development of a long-range development plan for its downtown area. The plan is only in the preliminary stage, as the city has just issued a request for qualifications for firms that would be capable of developing such a plan. While some may already consider the historic downtown district vibrant, Rogers Mayor Greg Hines says that the plan to be developed would look beyond the downtown area's current boundaries.
It really looks at how we tie a much larger geographic area to the vitality of that central heart of downtown. And it focuses a lot more on how do we make it a livable, walkable residential district that also supports, viable commercial endeavors.
Hines says that the eventual plan for downtown Rogers would tip more in favor of commercial interests for residents rather than tourists, which, in his opinion, is how to create a sustainable downtown area. But he says that the plan to be developed will recognize that downtown areas, particularly those in the South, typically reinvent themselves every couple of decades.
It moves sort of in a direction that the owners of the buildings want to see it move, or the tenants that they get. And what we want to see in that particular area is how do I attract and how do I create some different zoning and some different compatible components for living and retail and commerce in downtown, so that the businesses that you see on those storefronts, those are businesses that are supporting the residents that live in the greater downtown area, not as much focused on bringing people from other areas.
Although he and other city officials are pushing for development of the strategic downtown plan, Hines says that he hopes it will become something that is developed on a continual basis through the future, rather than within a specific time frame. And finally, a group that advocates for ethics reform in politics has an eye on limiting the amount of money flowing into future elections. The group Regnat Populus, which has presented other ethics reform proposals in the recent past, submitted a proposed ballot measure to Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel this week that would bar corporations, whether they're formed in Arkansas or elsewhere, from contributing to political campaigns. The draft ballot question would prohibit corporations from contributing to political action committees, ballot question committees, political parties, and other groups, and it would also prevent corporations from purchasing advertising within 60 days of an election that advocates for a particular candidate or ballot issue. Paul Spencer, co-chair of Regnat Populus and a civics teacher at Little Rock Catholic High, says that the most important part of the proposed ballot initiative is that it seeks to remove the millions of dollars in corporate spending on local, state, and federal elections in Arkansas.
You know, when you look back at 2008, President Obama's campaign expended nearly $1 billion in their efforts to get President Obama into the White House. So that's an extreme example, but if you go through and look at some of our local elections and our statewide elections and so forth, there's just an obscene amount of money being spent. And one of the primary reasons we launched our last ethics campaign in 2012 and worked with the legislature in this last year to get the comprehensive ethics amendment referred over to the voters is to try to start taking some of that money out of the system.
But before voters can decide on the ballot initiative, it must pass muster by the state's attorney general. From the Herald and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.